So the most memorable moment at the Grammys last night could have been when somebody actually referred to Andy Williams as the OG.
As an original gangster?
After all, this was the 50th anniversary of the Music Awards, and it was all about paying homage to the old and the new with duets by Beyoncé and Tina Turner. Alicia Keys performed with a virtual Frank Sinatra.
My favorite, Rihanna with More Stay in the Time.
Exactly. So it was perhaps even more appropriate that a tattooed singer with a beehive won big last night, merging the old and the new. Amy Winehouse took home 5 awards, including Best New Artist, Best Female Pop Vocal, and her hit Rehab won Best New Song.
Did you see the performance?
No, I didn't see
It's
it.
really great. They have it in a, it's, it kind of looks like a lounge, because you know her style is sort of throwback,
Yeah.
and they had the big horn section, and they had the 3 backup singer guys doing their thing, and she blew him away last night. She was
On
really,
satellite, but
yeah, she
it was still
performed
cool.
really well, and she looked well.
She did.
Read
Well,
through between the lines.
she has had a lot, she's been enduring a lot of drama back and forth about whether she could even come to the US. In the end, she didn't. And like Allison said, she performed via satellite from London. And the ceremony ended less than 12 hours ago or so in Los Angeles, which means our poor beloved music correspondent, Lizzie Goodman of Blender, is probably running on very little sleep and much caffeine and very tired. Hi, Lizzie. Oh,
Hi.
you don't sound tired. You sound excited.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you don't go to sleep.
Yeah,
Carry
true.
right on through.
Lizzie,
Yeah.
how was it?
It was great. I mean, you know, the awards are super fun, and it takes over the city, and there's a lot of kind of, you just feel like you're sort of at some big birthday party that the entire city is attending. So it's fun in that sense as well.
And what did anything surprise you?
Well, I
Did you
think
know the Amy
everyone.
Winehouse stuff was all going to go down like it did?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought it actually came out better than I would have expected. It's sort of whenever you do those live via satellite situations, you usually kind of prepare for that to be one of the worst moments of the evening, but it was actually pretty great. I thought her performance was one of the highlights of the evening. It was really emotional and seemed kind of tailored to the moment. She seemed a little sort of like angry, and that was kind of cool. And you know, she had her little posse of people there in London celebrating with her, and it really felt it really worked.
Let's bring in some Amy. Let's listen to a little
All
bit of
right.
Amy.
Meet you downstairs in a bar in her. Your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. You said, "Why did you do with him today?" He'll snoop me out like I was Tanqueray. 'Cause you're my fella, my guy. Hand me your Stella and fly.
So, Lizzie, Allison thinks that Amy Winehouse just nailed her performance last night. Do you
I
agree?
agree. I do. I thought she was amazing. And I thought, you know, I mean, it's aside from it being sort of vaguely inappropriate that she was doing rehab, or not so vaguely inappropriate,
yeah.
like really overtly inappropriate, it was also, you know, it's her song. It's,
well, yeah. I mean,
you know, and,
just call it, say it
she
like it
nailed the
is.
Performance.
And she
so.
Got 5 awards on top of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night for Amy Winehouse.
She did quite well, yes.
I also heard, I think also from Allison, that Mr. Kanye West had a really moving performance, right?
He did, yeah. I mean, he performed, he did Stronger with Daft Punk live, which was, as I understand it, the first time they've ever performed live on television. So it was, that was really just, in terms of the performances here in LA, it was just spectacular. It was hands down one of the best of the night. And he also did a tribute to his mother, who you know, passed away recently, which is one of the big entertainment stories of the last few months. And he was very emotionally into it, and you could just tell. And Kanye West is many things, and his ego is quite healthy, but he deservedly so. I mean, he's just such a rock star, and he just got up there and sold it, and it wasn't melodramatic or sanctimonious. And when he was at the podium as well, he talked about his mother, and he sort of forced them to turn off the closing wrapping you up music so that he could continue, and it was just very punk rock and, yeah. and kind of and confident. So,
yeah, he kind of said to the organist, like, this would be a good time to stop the music.
It would be in good taste.
It would be in good taste. That would be it. He also had Mama shaved into his hair.
He did, yes. And people were trying to figure out what it is. It's like, is that an anarchy symbol? You know, what is going on in the back of his
head? No, is that mean his head is so big that people couldn't see the windows?
Yeah, and he was wearing this sort of hoodie situation and with all the sparkling, glowing things on his jacket. Yeah. It took a while to figure out what that was, but we all know now. So,
yes. Well, let's... Yeah. This. It was a 50th anniversary, and there was this whole old and new thing.
Yeah, that's kind of always a theme at the Grammys. They're always, it's sort of an attempt, sometimes successfully, sometimes not so successfully, to marry kind of the icons of the past with the icons in training.
Well, let's listen to my favorite icon, Tina Turner, performing with Beyonce.
Yeah. Here's
a little bit of...
This is the way we do. Proud Mary. Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. Oh. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping. Worried about the way things might have been. Yeah, they will keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on.
Is just so awesome. Oh. I love her. I mean, but it's kind of gutsy for... I mean, Beyonce's a good singer, but that's kind of tough to get up there with Tina Turner and pull that song off.
Yeah, and she sold it. I mean, I thought the way they arranged the whole song was really cool because it felt very classic, but Beyonce's presence obviously was sort of an update, and even the choreography was very sort of vintage Tina, like Beyonce was doing all these, you're seeing her doing all these dances that we associate with that song and specifically with Tina Turner, and then Tina Turner's right there, and it was just, that was one of the sort of marriages of old and new that I thought really worked.
Oh, and if only I can wear silver lamé like that when I'm 68.
Right? Hello.
I don't know what her secret is. Living in France is good for me.
She is a hot tamale, that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to wrap up with a final clip from the show. Here's the last performance of the night, introduced by Bonnie Raitt.
Rock and roll and the Grammys began right around the same time. Two of the men about to take the stage were already on the charts half a century ago when they boldly established what rock and roll would be for generations to come. Tonight we are proud to be joined by two of the surviving fathers of rock and roll and one of their most fortunate sons. Here to start a revival along with John Fogerty, a couple of the cornerstones of rock, Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Now, according to the Grammy database, Little Richard has never actually been awarded a Grammy, and Jerry Lee Lewis has just won from 86.
Really?
A spoken word award from a series of interviews with the founding classics of rock and roll. Now, is this an illustration of the fact that the Grammys are really always trying to play catch up?
Well, you know, I didn't actually know that about sort of their history or lack thereof with Grammy wins, but I don't know.
So you thought that was authentic? That was like, here are some old timers and...
No, I mean, I thought the performance felt, I didn't feel like it was necessarily some sort of like kowtow to kind of mistakes made in the past for not awarding people things. I think, you know, the people that close the show are total rock stars. They're vintage rock stars, but they're rock stars nonetheless. And, you know, I think that contemporary artists would be lucky if they ever perform as well as Jerry Lee Lewis continues to. Don't ask me how well it is his later years. So I think, you know, yeah, it didn't feel, it, I thought it was pretty awesome, actually.
Before we let you go, we have to ask you about Herbie Hancock winning Album of the Year over all of the contemporary albums from Kanye to Amy Winehouse. What'd you think?
Yeah, huge shock. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I kind of still can't believe it. I think Kanye West was robbed. You know, I think this is the third year in a row that, or the third of his three albums, he's been nominated every time. Kanye, I mean, for Album of the Year, and this year he really deserved it. And I mean, Herbie Hancock is an absolute legend. But yeah, I gotta say, I'm feeling pretty bummed about that. Kanye is too.
Lizzie Goodman of Blender Music, thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, that does it for us. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
We need to end the show every day like that.
Woohoo!